Hey there, how's it going? This is Frank Dobner, and you're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I and the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
There was a time when I was a child, I would lay awake at night, staring at the darkness and the shadows so unkind. My mother heard me cry, she'd wipe away the tears, leave on the line. Now I'm a man, I still lay awake at night and wonder who I am, thinking about the heartache and the pain you left inside. Those shadows still unkind, but there is no one there to hear me cry. Sometimes I fall asleep and wake up soaking wet from the poison that I sweat. Feels like the devil's got my soul instead. Can you come back, finish what you started? Can you twist the knife through this broken heart and hate me with your soul? Kill me slowly with your lies. Can you leave the light? Breath is cold, my heart is pounding, though it's beating kinda slow. Come to my bedside, put your dagger through my side, crucify my pride, hold my hand and kiss our dreams goodnight. Can you come back, finish what you started? Can you twist the knife through this broken heart and hate me with your soul? Kill me slowly with your lies. Can you leave the light on while I die? Can you come back, finish what you started? Can you twist the knife through this broken heart and hate me with your soul? Kill me slowly with your lies. Can you leave the
Welcome back to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I on the Community. Definitely have our eye on the community as we are proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois. My guest today is Pete Berwick, who is a great performer, musician, songwriter, and we want to talk a little more, Pete, about your album, Just Another Day in Hell, and we want to let the audience know about the songs that we're going to be featuring during this interview, and one of the songs is Vacancy in My Heart. Can you tell us about how you came up with this song?
Yeah, there's not really a big story behind that song. I just remember I was in Nashville, you know, 1990, 91, when I lived there, been living there about a year at this point, and just hammering it out in my apartment, you know. I think that was just a case where I picked up my guitar and just started thrashing around, you know. It's just kind of a, you know, it's broken love song, but it's a driving, rip-roaring, you know, pedal to the metal kind of love song of broken love, and there's really no great story behind that one. I wish I could tell you there was, you know, I mean, not everything I write is autobiographical. A lot of it is. Some of it is just bits and pieces of, You know, a lot of my songs are bits and pieces that have been lying around, you know, like I'll write a piece and then, you know, I can't quite finish it. And then, you know, maybe several years later, I'll come up with something. How can I piece this together? And then I'll dig the cassette out of the shoebox or whatever, and they'll just come together. Currently, I just wrote one just this week that was kind of like that. It was like two or three pieces I had lying around, and oh man, that's just a thrill when they all come together. You know, that's what's great about songwriting. It's so magical. You know, there's no telling how. And you know, the best way to write is to get out of the way of the song. Sometimes you can get in the way of the song. You can actually be the biggest obstacle. You have to let the song just kind of follow its course, and it's kind of hard to explain how that works, but I'm finding that more and more as I grow as a songwriter, that sometimes, you know, the song wants to go somewhere and you're not letting it, you know? And sometimes, you know, the reason you can't finish it is because it's already finished. You've already finished it and you forgot. So that's why I save everything. I got this shoeboxes and shoeboxes full of the cassette tapes, you know, from the years. Sometimes I'll dig these things out. I'll pop one in. It's like, man, that's something I wrote 15 years ago. That's pretty terrible. But hey, that bridge or that hook, that's the missing link to what I'm working on now, you know?
Oh, so yeah, you could take some songs or old songs, yeah, and make new songs or parts of songs, recycling
exactly.
songs.
Exactly.
Huh?
You know, I look at songs as like cheese. Sometimes you got to let them culture. Got to just let them sit and ferment, you know? And then, you know, when you come back to them, there it is. Okay, I hear it now, you know?
Oh.
And then sometimes the whole thing will just come out, you know.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But Vacancy, that's about it with that. I think that's something I just start thrashing around and just kind of came out one day, you know.
Oh, okay. And now the song here, Hurt Someone Again. Could tell us about
it. Man, there's a story with that one. Yeah, there's a story. That song has an interesting story. This I was giving an assignment. I was given a song by an artist in England, and the person gave me the song and said, do something with this, put the Pete Berwick stamp on this song. And I listened, and it was just horrible. It was just very bad. And normally I would just say, I can't do anything with this, but I rose to the challenge. And I had to change it entirely. I really had to make an entirely new song because it was that bad. So what I was given, you know, wasn't even recognizable by the time I was done with it. And I wanted to put it on my album, but then the people in England said, well, no, we don't want you to. And I said, okay. So I basically, you know, I did some more to it to where it wasn't that song anymore. It was my song. But the inspiration for Hurt Someone Again came from this work assignment. And I basically made lemonade out of lemons by what I ended up with, which was Hurt Someone Again. I mean, that song really went through a metamorphosis, you know. And I mean, you know, a lot of songwriters do that, you know. It starts with a spark. And that was a spark. And I normally don't write on assignment. I write when I feel like it, you know, but that was a very rare case of writing on assignment, and Hurt Someone Again was a result of that. And the lyrics totally changed. I totally changed the lyrics overnight. I basically rewrote the entire song the night before before I went to the studio to record the song. And that song was like a gift from the heavens in a lot of ways. It's just, that was quite a journey, that song. I'm really pleased with the way that came out too.
Okay. And the next song we have here is While I Die.
While I Die. Yeah. That's what I wrote during a bleak, very dark time in my life. Things weren't going real good. I'll save you all the personal details, but, trying to think if I wrote that in my car or on the road. I think I wrote it at home. And that one just comes from the darkness, you know. And I what I did with that, I tried to tie in childhood fears of, you know, I remember, I do remember being a little kid as far back as lying in my crib. I actually have memories of lying in my crib and the shadows, you know, coming in from the backyard through the window, the tree shadows and the shadows cast on the walls, you know, and I remember, you know, being scared of that. And I try to tie that into adulthood, you know. It's like, okay, you know, you're a man now, but you still lie in bed staring at the ceiling and looking around your room, unable to sleep or whatnot, thinking, you know, what the hell's going on? Where am I going in life? And that sort of thing. And I just try to tie that all together into a song that from the dark side of life, how things don't, you know, you may grow up, you may think you're an adult, you continue to mature and gain knowledge or whatnot, but, you know, we still have to struggle with our fears. And I think that song was a catharsis in a way. You know, I really feel as I sit here talking to you today, Mike, that I've come through a lot of these fears and that, you know, what is fear? We create a lot of it and it's all around us. Yeah. Every day people die. Every day people, you know, come down with cancer or whatever, you know, but you know what, man, like my whole thought is, you know what, you'll have to kill me, you know, just kill me then, because as long as I'm breathing, man, I'm, you know, I kick ass in my sleep. What else can I say? Nothing's going to stop me, you know? And sometimes we have to, as a writer, you know, I feel like that song was kind of like, you know, going through the darkness and then out the other side, you know?
Oh.
If that makes any damn sense.
Actually,
probably not. You know, John Lennon once said, Mike, talking about music is like talking about sex, you know? It's not that easy. You know, we're not talking about, you know, math here. Like, well, yes, 5 + 5 does equal 10, you know? So it's really, you know, excuse me if I'm rambling and sounding kind of cosmic, and I'm trying not to, but it's really where songs come from. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, trying to explain where a plant comes from. Well, you know, comes from God, comes from the dirt, comes from the rain. It comes from, you have to cultivate it. You also have to do this. But then if you don't do that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very good. Okay. And then the next song we have here is Standing at the Gates.
Oh, I love Standing at the Gates. So one of my, a good friend of mine, Keith Gordon, who a great rock critic, and we've become good friends. And I love the way he described it. He described it as Pete Berwick doing Rodney Dangerfield. You know, if you listen to the song, it's tongue in cheek, it's funny, but it's sad. You know, it's part autobiographic. I wouldn't say my life is that miserable, but it's basically about this blue collar working stiff, everyday Joe that goes through life. You know, he was always picked on as a kid, you know, loved a lot of women who didn't love him back, and, you know, just can't buy a break. And then he dies and he's standing at the gates of hell and they don't even want him. You know, it's like you can't get much lower than hell not even wanting you. And that's just, it's a fun song. I love that song. What I love about that song is that's a song I enjoy playing live. And when I do it live, I kind of turn it into a ballad. You know, I slow it down and do it real kind of bluesy, you know, a lot of harmonica blowing and wailing and stuff. And that's just a fun song. And that's about all I got to say about that one.
Oh, okay, Pete. You know, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest is Pete Berwick, and you're listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show. I am the community, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, and please stay with us.